So now back to collecting samples. So in our sampling program then, we're trying to figure out where the high concentration region is in our site, which contains the analyte, because we're going to get our most reliable analyses there, and that will be the worst case scenario for the site. We find our most sensitive organisms, and if possible, we then grind up some of those organisms and analyse them. Now this could be a plant, obviously, or it could be some sort of organism that we're able to fill out the appropriate forms and get some sort of a bioethics justification for. And after that, we make sure we carry out representative sampling so we understand what's happening on the site. So the reason for sampling high concentration first is to ensure that we get very reliable values, because the higher the concentration, the more the reliable our analyses will be. We also estimate the worst case scenario for the site. The reason for sampling the organisms is because the organisms are going to be indicating what problems we've got for biology. So in particular, if you think that there might be a problem for, barramundi in a creek, okay, but you don't have a permit to collect barramundi, but you can get a permit to collect for some little organism sitting at the bottom and amongst pebbles, okay, some very simple sort of organism, then that can be used as a bioindicator for problems with the barramundi. So it's quite a common thing. For instance, those little minnows that I talked about before, minnows are quite often used in a lot of toxicology tests. Now with your analytical procedure, the aim of the game is to get quality data. So I'll be having a chat to Paul Nelson and the PhD student working with these trace gas fluxes, because I was talking to a team that do very similar analyses down in Melbourne, and it's really hard to get quality analyses. You have to spend a lot of time at the start. The guy down there said he did one whole year of analyses and they realised that the whole lot was dodgy. Start again. So we're trying to make sure that Paul, etc., they don't have the same sort of problems. You must understand your errors and they must be accurately estimated. So the whole emphasis, that whole prac on errors, the subsequent stuff in every prac, is making sure that you understand in analytical work, errors is really the name of the game. Unless you've quantified that error correctly, it has to be not only to do with the actual analysis, which is most of our focus, but you need to understand your errors in sampling, your errors in handling, and then finally errors analysis. So an errors in handling mean that if you are transporting it from the field back to the lab and it takes 2 days and your esky is warmed up, then you have to have calculated how much decomposition will have occurred. Or if it's a volatile compound, how much will you have lost due to leakage out of the container over that time. So it's not as simple as one might sort of imagine. Now, the quality assurance is the procedure that's put in place to ensure you get quality data at the end of your whole process. The quality controls, the QC, are those steps that you put in there to ensure that the quality of the analyses are being met. So QA is the overall overarching thing, and QC are the actual steps that you put in to ensure you get quality data.